Haha! Hey there! This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio! And we have a very special addition today, and we have a very special guest today! We have my friend Evan from my philosophy class here.
Hello, hello.
Yes, so this is... this is what we're doing tonight. This is the Boogie Down Disco Special. The name of the playlist, if you want to look it up later, if you like what I'm playing, is Put On Your Disco Glitter, Baby, and Let's Boogie Down. Is it wrong that I just want to dance, goddamn? Because we all have weeks, right?
Yeah, this is definitely a dancing week.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, this is a week where I'm like, everything's going wrong. Mm-hmm. But one thing that will never go wrong...
Yeah.
Is the boogie.
Yeah, remedy all of your problems, assuage all your wounds, cauterize yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, cauterize your wounds with some sweet, sweet disco jams. And that's where we are at, so good night, good morning, much love to you all on these cosmic airwaves, and we are about to boogie down. Are you ready to boogie down, Evan?
Absolutely.
Cole's also in the studio. Cole, are you ready to boogie down? He just did like a really gentle fist bump in the background.
He's ready.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready to boogie down. I think we're all ready to boogie down. And we're just gonna...
Sick.
We'll hide. his role was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, is the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Ooh, super fly. You're gonna make your fortune bye bye. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Superfly.
Hey, 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 you guys. We are back, just checking in on y'all, making sure that you are boogieing down to this boogie-tastic disco orgasmic radio hour. If you are up, and if you are awake, and if you are even mildly functioning, I hope you are dancing. Ooh. Yeah, I was just, I was talking to Evan about this, about the amazing reality of disco music, and how I think its most identifiable factor is not its danceability, but how inappropriately long every song is. They're so inappropriately long. This song I was just playing, Get on the Floor, is 4 minutes and 37 seconds, and it's like, oh, move it better, get it down, move it better, get it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great, it's amazing. However, I just, you don't.
Yeah,
you need that much.
I have to imagine that when disco was all the rage and people were in the clubs, at some point, you know, people had to turn to each other and be like, "Is this the same song?
Like, is this still going? It's still going.
You know, I'm gonna go get a Shirley Temple from the bar. I'm gonna take a break
because this
is too ridiculous."
I feel like a really great parallel to this. There's this great song by Death from Above, 1979, called "Sexy Results." And it's about a 6-minute song, but the last 2 minutes are like dead air. Like nothing happens. And then the last 15 seconds, they play like elevator music. And I listen to the full experience of Sexy Results. And it's just 2 minutes of dead air to wait for 15 seconds of elevator music. And I do it every time, for I am Bobo the Fool. But all right. Evan was very kind, and in honor of this discotastic, boogie orgasmic episode, he brought me a disco book.
Yes. Last year I got real into disco. I had a disco phase. My parents let me buy bell bottoms. It's a real article of clothing that I have. I also have here this book, Disco Dance Steps, and I'll be reading a little bit of the text at the front today, just to give y'all an idea of what the book is about. It's a pretty great intro we have here, so without further ado. Mm-hmm. Dance is one of the oldest art forms, depicted even in prehistoric cave paintings. But dance is also one of the newest art forms, always as current as the latest hit songs and fashions. And the newest development of dance is disco, a new way of moving that is sweeping across the world with unprecedented speed. Inside the pages of this timely book, readers will find specific steps and routines for all the latest dances, as well as carefully designed practice routines and hints that will enable even beginning dancers to step out onto the disco floor with confidence and style.
They give you confidence and style.
Yeah, I was worried that they would only give me one or the other, but no.
It's a big promise.
The double whammy.
The double whammy. The double kablamo shablamo. The big kahuna. And I wish anything really advertised to give you confidence and style.
Seriously. They should do this for other... Can I get a book about, like, the Dougie or something?
Oh,
like, can I get multiple of these?
Can you teach me how to shoot, you know, the dance? Like,
yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, shooting guns. I'm talking about the shoot, the really dumb internet dance craze. What if they make one about the Harlem Shake?
Mm.
Like, specifically the Harlem Shake.
I would love that. You know, I feel like there are a lot of facets to the Harlem Shake. There's the setup.
Mm-hmm.
There's designating the person who's going to kick off the Harlem Shake.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's very clinical.
Indeed.
It's very surgical procedure.
Surgical procedure.
I just think the sad thing about Bauer is the man who made Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this...
Is that not only did he make Harlem Shake and has to live with that shame, he actually has some really good music.
Mm-hmm.
He has this song called Temple that I play for everyone I know because it F's my ish up every time. It's so good. It's with MIA and G-Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the combination that I thought I needed, but it's so good. And, oh man, Bauer made Harlem Shake. And I think we've said the phrase Harlem Shake so too many times. So here's some CJ and Co. to just like kind of wash that away.
We'll be right back.
Well, hey there. I think we all know what time of night it is, or morning if you're nasty. And it is PSA time. Evan, take it.
Okay, folks, we have some numbers to think about this morning. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Now, the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. And the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, that's going to be zero people. That is big old zero. So those are just some numbers to think about.
Just think about them, guys.
Yeah, just think about them.
Don't do anything.
Yeah.
We're not endorsing anything. Just think.
Yeah, we are a completely neutral party. Some numbers to think about. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Have y'all been educated? I really want to know. Like,
I hope so.
What's the education level now?
What?
After that PSA, like, how educated do you think the masses are now?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say 7.4.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it is donation season and I have read this PSA so many times, I'm just going to take it away. Why is WMFO free form? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO free form by contributing to our annual donation drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.mmfo.org to support WMFO and reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. See more about what our teachers have to say about keeping it WMFO free form. Visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share with your friends using the hashtag KeepItFreeForm. So the long of the short of it, short of the long of it, however is you want to see it if you're nasty. Yeah, just please donate. That's really like all I gotta say about that. What do we get if we like? What does the station get if we get more money?
I'm not sure.
We don't need any more records.
That's true. Y'all, we have more records than we know what to do with. It's kind of nutty up here.
I'm not excited to help log them on volunteer day.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah. But, like, what do we get? Like, what do we get out of this?
Maybe new headphones.
There is a broken headset in the studio.
Yes, indeed.
I'd really like to know what happened there.
Yeah. Pour one out for the headset listeners.
Pour Shirley Temple out.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
And then think about prescription drugs versus medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And how about you boogie down to some Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Limousine. shine the light on. Come and set me. Come shine the light on. Come and set me. These chains on me won't let me be. You got the keys. Come rescue me. These chains on me won't let me be. You got
that rude of me, dear listeners, to not give you an official signing off message. This is DJ Hapahani, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening to the Boogie Down Disco Special. I hope you had as much fun as I did. So good night, good morning, much love. Let's get this bread and take care.
Take a little time, come and see, move me, give a little sign.